With only 6 evergreen reefs, veteran Randy Luer and 2 of his friends started the Reefs Across America project at Bushnell's Florida National Cemetery in December 2006.
And from there, we've kept growing every year, and this year we're about 6,500 reefs, and we're probably, I think, pretty consistently for the last couple of years, we've been about 7,000 people in attendance.
Luer credits his buddy Steve Linewin, a Desert Storm veteran, with getting the project started.
Being in the military, we're all brothers in arms, and we have to give back. If we don't give back, then who will? With the economy and everything right now, I see mostly veterans are the ones that are out here giving back to other veterans.
But it's more than giving back to fellow veterans for Linewin. He's caring for his buddies buried at Bushnell.
Actually, the three of us have 6 friends up here that we know, and Randy has a couple more.
What do you guys do when you visit a grave of a friend? Do you talk to him?
Yeah, leave gifts. If we can. A bag of M&Ms here, or a shot of whiskey there, you know, from our fallen brothers. Like I said, we're all brothers in arms. I think they'd be proud.
Linewin handles the volunteers, from the Civil Air Patrol and the Boy Scouts to other organizations that help lay the wreaths. Their third buddy is veteran Jack Sellers.
As long as you remember somebody up here, they'll live forever. It's when you forget them or never come talk to them or never speak about them is when they're gone.
Sellers is the storyteller and in charge of corporate sponsors.
That was what was left, so that's what they gave me. We all work together, whatever we can do. There's no one person who's, you know, just designated one specific area.
Each wreath costs $15, but Sellers says he's never had to ask a corporate sponsor for a dime.
I'm not one that asks for money. I just want your time, which to me is more valuable than a dollar. But if you come up here and give me your time, you give me your minute, then you'll be giving everybody out here a dollar or two for a wreath, especially the children.
Remember, honor, teach is the motto of Reefs Across America, and Cub Master James Smith of Wesley Chapel, also a veteran, makes sure his Cub Scouts know about the Bushnell Reef Ceremony.
I had one of the families last year, and they had their grandmother and grandfather buried out here, never knew anything about the ceremony, brought their kids, and came up to me as we were handing out the wreaths with tears in her eyes, gave me a big hug, and said, thank you so much for what you all are doing to recognize my parents, and had their little first and second grader there. And I think that meant more to me than just about anything, because it put it on a very personal level.
The wreath ceremony rivals Memorial Day, according to Kurt Roeder, director of the Bushnell VA Cemetery.
You get people that come out here who've never been to one before, whether they have someone buried here or not, they're pulled into the ceremony, they're pulled into the tradition and the honor and dignity.
It's an honor that Luer, Linewin, and Sellers want for every gravesite at Bushnell. There's more to be done. Despite raising money for 6,500 reefs, there are more than 100,000 veterans buried at Florida National Cemetery. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.